Hello, Adam speaking.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, this is George and I'm calling you from the security department of the Visa MasterCard. So, how are you doing today?
Good, thank you. What's happening?
Actually, sir, this is a verification call. Like, did you authorize any sort of a payment to overseas this morning?
No.
You haven't. And apart from you, like, who else have an authorization to deal with your account, or you're the only person?
Myself and my wife have the same account.
And no one else, right? What happened, sir? This morning, someone got an access to internet banking from somewhere in California, and they tried to purchase some iTunes gift cards over the internet. So, have you shared out your banking information or your card details over the internet?
I'm usually very careful with that stuff.
All right. So you haven't done anything like that.
No.
Right? And
yeah,
when was the last
100%.
Time? Okay, and when was the last time that you accessed your internet banking? You remember?
Possibly yesterday. I think I might have.
Possibly yesterday. And sir, like, did you try to connect out your personal device with any free or public Wi-Fi, like, whenever you visit outside?
Sorry, I was just at school. It's a bit noisy here. Could you just say that again?
Like, did you try to connect your device with any free or a public Wi-Fi whenever you visit outside?
No.
What happened, sir? Like, as I can see, your IP location is not showing where it should be, okay? It just got compromised. Maybe that's why you're not getting any notification or any messages regarding to this transaction, right?
Okay.
And you use any unwanted application on your device, like you don't want it, but it's still there?
I don't believe so, no.
eBay or you use eBay, PayPal, Amazon?
No, I've got eBay on there, but I haven't really been accessing it.
All right. So when was the last time that you, like, log into your eBay account?
Earlier in the week.
Not an issue, sir. First of all, I'm going to connect you to the banking head server. Like, from there, we will show you all the payment requests which we received from your account, and we'll help you out to, like, report this fraudulent activity on the ACSC government portal, all right? So, just
okay.
Hold on a second. Just be on the line
yep.
while I connect your call to the banking security server, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Just hold on for a second. Hello.
Thank you for holding the line. This is David Mitchell, and I'm the senior security officer, and the call has been transferred to me, okay?
Okay.
Now, can you tell me, sir, you haven't authorized any transaction recently this morning from your end, right?
Correct.
And when was the last time, like, you have used your mobile phone or a computer, you access your accounts online?
It was probably yesterday.
Yesterday. And was it on a mobile phone or was it on a computer, sir?
Would be mobile phone.
Mobile phone. Because, sir, you are currently based in Australia, but the location of your internet IP address has been shifted somewhere in overseas. And that makes us suspicious to give you a call to get verified whether this is a legit transaction or it's a fraud. Okay?
Yep.
All right. So you do got a Google on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, kindly put me on a speaker and open up the Google, sir.
Sorry?
Put the phone on speaker and open up the Google. Internet browser. Yeah, internet browser.
Just a moment.
Like, you do use a
Google? Yes, I have. Yeah, yes.
All right. Is it a Google or you have opened up the Safari?
Google.
Okay, on the Google, can you see the search? Just type there my IP address country.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
My.
Yeah.
Then give a space.
Yep.
Then the number one, the figure one, the numeric
yep.
one. P for
yep.
Peter. give a space, address. What did you type in till now?
I have my 1T.
Address. Type address. Address, space, country. And just have a look. No need to read out or share any details, sir. Okay?
Yep.
My 1P, address, country. And now have a look. Search for that.
Yes. There's, yeah.
What's showing up to you, the location?
California.
Yeah. That the reason, sir, you are not getting any messages or any notification about those transactions because your IP address has been tried to get shifted by those people whoever are trying to withdraw or make this fraudulent transaction behind you. Okay?
Yep.
Now you can delete from the search my 1P address, delete them.
Okay.
Now, again on the search, type there ACSC Australia.
Was it I for Apple?
Yeah, C for Charlie.
Yep.
S for Sunday.
Yep.
And C for Charlie again.
Okay, yep.
ACSC, then give a space, Australia.
Yes, I've got that.
All right, now can you see any page coming up there, sir?
It says Australian Security Training.
Okay, can you see somewhere it says ACSC homepage? Scroll down bottom a little bit.
Australian Cyber Security homepage, yep.
Yeah, click on that.
Yep.
Now you can see the blue page on the background that's coming up.
Yes, I can.
All right. Can you see protect your personal device and accounts, right, sir?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Now you can see below, what do you see there?
There's a link to learn more.
Okay. And below that, scroll down a little bit.
It says get alert, report cybercrime.
Yeah. Click on that report a cybercrime because we are helping you to report a cybercrime incident on the cybersecurity, the Australian cybersecurity website. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Did you click on that?
Sorry?
Have you clicked on that report?
I'm reporting on behalf of an individual. That's me.
Yes. Yes. Perfect.
Yep. Yep.
Now you can close down the page. Now, sir, the Australian Cybersecurity will be monitoring the IP address, which has been try to compromise those people, and from a different overseas country, they are trying to make this sort of fraud activity. So we need to track them and block them from your network, okay?
Yes, okay.
All right. Now you can close the Google page. And is it a smart, like an Android phone or an iPhone that you are using?
Android.
Android phone, okay. Now you can find a Play Store on your phone. Open up the Play Store. Google Play Store.
Just stay with me a moment. Yep.
Right. And so you are the only authorized person who is dealing with your cards in your account, right?
Yes.
Okay. Are you on the Play Store?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, on the Play Store, can you see on the top there is a three line and search for apps and games?
Yes. Yep.
All right. On the search, type there any desk. A for Australia. N for Nancy.
Yep.
Y for yellow.
Any? Yep.
All right. Now D for doctor.
Yep.
E for echo.
Yep.
And S for Sunday.
Yep.
And K for kilo.
Yep. Done.
All right. Now you can search for that. Press on the magnifying glass, sir.
Searching, I've got it there.
All right, now you can see the red one, Anydex, the red logo application, a diamond logo, a white.
Yeah.
Click on that and install it. And don't do anything, just wait, okay? Did you see the install there?
Yes, I did.
All right, once you click on install, now you can see the open option there. It says open.
It's just installing now.
Okay, sir. Take your time. It's Anydesk Remote Desktop Software. It's a red one, right?
Yep.
All right. And, sir, did you remember recently, have you visited any website online? You tried to order something over the internet?
I don't believe I have recently, no.
Because, sir, those people, whoever are getting involved in this, they have multiple attempts to make all this sort of transaction. And they have tried to order iTunes, Apple gift cards, from a different IP address. So we are not sure how it could be possible, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it open now?
It's still waiting.
Okay. Once it will be complete, do let me know. Ma'am, all the gift card which was been tried to ordered, I've been trying to redeem recently, just like half an hour ago. It was also the gift card has been tried to redeem somewhere in a different overseas location, sir. So that's the reason we got suspicious, and we have ring you up to get verify all this and make sure that we can block all the transaction that has been attempted. Okay?
Okay, so I've opened the app now. It's opening up.
Okay, now you can see privacy policy statement. Click on OK.
Oh, sorry. No, it didn't install properly. Yeah, now we're doing the installation now.
Okay, wait. Take your time, sir. Once it will be done, do let me know. You can find the open option there. Once you tap on open, you can see it will be give you this app one to send you notification. Press on OK, allow. Do let me know so that I can guide you up, okay?
Yeah, it's just, looks like it's opening now.
You can see it where it was asking you to install, it will be changed into open. It will be in a green box, it says open.
Sorry, I'm just having some trouble with it. Tutorial.
Yeah, click on cancel. Tap on tutorial, wherever you can see the tutorial, tap on the screen. And you can see there will be a number showing you up, which says
there
your
is,
ID.
Yep.
All right, help me with the number, sir, for the cancellation.
242 343-518.
All right, 242-343-518, right?
Yeah.
Now, sir, the Australian Cybersecurity will be sending you a request to secure your IP address network, and they are detecting those hackers are still getting access on your IP address. So you will be getting some security notifications, so do let me know if some things come up on the screen. Can you see any security notification?
Yes.
Can you see I trust this call? Somewhere it says I trust this call. Click on that.
Yep.
Then you can see the security warning, two check boxes. Click on the two check boxes. I'm aware of the risk. Don't show this message again. Then accept, allow,
so
then
this
is going
to give you access to my
phone? No, sir. Your network is getting secured through the ACSC. We are not getting access of any of your devices. The Australian Cybersecurity, as you have remote. Yeah, because those hackers... Yes, when those hackers try to reach your internet network, so they were using your IP address, right, and your network. So now the Australian Cybersecurity has tried to secure your IP address, so you are getting those notifications, which should be come up to earlier, sir. You must receive this notification when those hackers try to reach you up. So this time you are getting secured. That's the reason this message is coming up, because your network IP is getting secured again and swing back to Australia. Okay?
Right.
All right. Then click on Allow, Accept.
Just a moment.
And then, all right. Because, sir, this message, this notification should be come up to you when those hackers try to reach you up. But at the meanwhile, they have changed the IP address, so you will not be able to receive this notification. So as we are securing, as your IP address is getting secured right now onwards, so you are getting all these messages, which should be come up to you earlier, sir. Now you can tap on Start Now. Can you see the option Start Now?
Yeah, I did that.
Now you can see that ACSC Bank Security Server has provided you a one more security number over there, right?
I don't have a number there, but it's...
All right. Now, can you see the three dot? Click on that, the three dot.
Yeah.
Now, you can see permission. Now, can you see scam protection? Those people has unauthorized the scam protection. Now, you can click on full access. Click on full access option there. You can see any option says full access. Okay.
Right.
Now, you can leave. Now, you can press the home button and go back to your home page. And check if there is any application called eBay or PayPal that you have used before. Go to your home application. Your home page. Once you are at your home page, do let